Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Brooklyn here. I hope that you're all having a gorgeous start to the weekend, and Big shout out to everybody in the Australian Counsellors in Private Practice online group for all of their beautiful wins and shares and stories that came through yesterday. They were just so, so beautiful. So every Friday we celebrate the wins that we're experiencing in private practice. And it is so, 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 so nice to see as the group has grown. It's nearly 1,000 members now. I'm so, 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 so blessed to be able to be connected with so many people in our industry who share our values and who are all at different stages of business and who get it, you know. And do you know what? When we first started talking about our wins, it was very quiet in the group. We had a few people share their wins, but as the group's been growing and as we've sort of been establishing our norms in the group, it is just a beautiful, beautiful thread to participate in and to watch every single Friday. It's one of the highlights of my week because I love seeing everybody support each other. You know, it's just so touching. It's really, 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 really beautiful. I can honestly say, even though I created that group, I can honestly say that I don't think I've ever been in a group for counselors that is so supportive. Everybody just gets in there and helps each other. And, you know, I'm able to just trust the people in the group, the beautiful souls in that group, to support each other. And I don't have to be like a helicopter mum, you know, watching everything. It's just so refreshing, unlike some other groups where they can be a little bit brutal sometimes. I think we've all experienced that. The feedback that I get every single week from our one is that, yeah, people just love the vibe and they're all just doing so well. And you know what? It's really inspiring to see, because when people are sharing their wins, other people are saying, wow, so it is possible for me too. And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, they're sharing a win on something they didn't think was possible until somebody else shared it a few weeks prior. You know, it's just that kind of, and you can go back and you can see everybody's journeys and see where they were, you know, a couple of months ago and where they are now, and people signing leases and filling diaries and getting referrals off Psychology Today and nailing their niche and organizing their messaging and simplifying their marketing and just falling in love with the practice of practice, you know. It's just the best. It puts me in such a good mood every single day. I mean, for people who work with me, they know I come to all my meetings sort of so excited because I just love what I do. And I have to really be intentional about, you know, calming down. But on this podcast, I just like to be myself. And yeah, I'm just so excited about it. So what I wanted to talk into today was this idea of the shadow. And the shadow has come up because, well, you know me, I love. If you haven't read it yet, it's called The Red Book by Carl Jung. And it is quite a book. I think I paid $500 for this book. I'm not even joking. It's a very expensive book. Well, to me, $500 for a book is expensive, but totally worth it. The book, I also got The Reader. I'll tell you why in a minute. So I've had the book for about 2 years now, and the book is the size of almost a poster. It's that big. It's like a big coffee table book, and it's divided into halves. And the first half is all the original red book, okay? But because it's written in another language, they then go and translate it in the second half of the book. And what I really love about that is you get to experience everything without interpretation, sort of word for word. But the other thing that I really love is you get to follow Jung's journey through his exploration of consciousness and through his exploration of his own shadow. Yep. I think Freud called it the id. Jung calls it ego. There's all this, the idea of the shadow is that just like when you walk outside and, you know, the sun comes down on your face, it's so nice, it feels so good, but casts a bit of a shadow. You know, it's just that there's two sides. And we link that really easily and beautifully with quantum physics and with law of attraction about that whole polarity and duality, both of those things. We also see it in the masculine and the feminine energy work that we do, don't we? So this concept of light and dark is not a new concept, but the way that he presents this information is really, really important, and it makes such a contribution to the field. But the other reason that I love the red book is because Jung has drawn pictures of things that he experienced when he was doing this depth work. And some of these pictures are just so moving. And if you can go to the library at your uni and have a look at this book, you absolutely should. I'm not sure if you can flip through some pages online, but yeah, absolutely, if you love Jung's work and archetypes and depth consciousness and all of that sort of jazz, absolutely go and check it out. So it's from this space that I want to talk with you about the shadow values, because we are in a stage now where most of us should have completed our business plan for the next quarter, so from January to March. But for those of you who like to do it over your Christmas break, that will be coming up for you, I would say, within the next 7 to 10 days. So I want to explain to you a really important tool for improving the manifestation of the goals that you want to experience in your private practice next year. And that is through, yeah, these shadow values. And why is that important? Well, shadow values are very important because they contribute just as much as our regular values to whether or not we are going to achieve our goals for the business, whether they're money goals or whether they're altruistic goals, whether they're goals around serving a certain number of clients or a certain demographic, etc., etc. So that's why it's really important to understand them. So what I want you to take away from today's episode is that yes, when you map out your plan for your next quarter or your, you know, 2022, I want you to think about your values and use those as your North Star, but also reflect on the shadow values because they contribute just as much to those outcomes, as I said. So what's a shadow value? Well, like anything, we have the light and the dark, the good and the bad, the up and the down, the left and the right. So shadow values, Jung describes as values that we can feel guilt about or that we can feel shame about for all kinds of reasons. But when I think about my own shadow values, it's like, oh, it's kind of not cool to say these things out loud. And so I don't say them out loud. And we all have them. And I'm going to list what they are so that you can see what sort of sticks out in your mind and what you relate to as well. But generally we don't talk about them because it's not accepted, or we judge ourselves and we think that it's not okay for us to say this stuff out loud, or because we've been conditioned through the work that we do, you know, to present ourselves in a certain way. But here's what I think. I think one of my absolute values is to be authentic and to be true with you. And so for that reason, I'm going to explain what the shadow values are, because there's a list, and I'll go through them all, and then I'll share with you what my shadow values are. And the reason that I'm going to do that is to show you that it's totally safe to identify with your shadow values. You do not have to talk about your shadow values on social media. Don't freak out. You don't have to talk about them in any of our conversations or any of the groups that you and I are in. But I want you to be able to do this work privately, because it's very, very powerful. Other coaches for private practice do not teach this, and I really, my highest intention is to support you all in creating a successful for you private practice. So that's why I'm going to share it. And the reason that I'm going to be vulnerable with you and share my shadow values is because I want you to have a sort of a worked example, if you like, of what it looks like and how they play out. All right. So all in the spirit of non-judgment. But in saying that, yes, I trust you're not going to judge me. But the other thing is, I kind of don't care if you judge me, because I feel fine within myself. So your judgment can't hurt me. Do you like that? Okay. That I can say stuff like that and have a bit of a giggle about it, because I had to do a lot of work on myself to feel free of judgment. And if you're somebody who still gets a little bit concerned about being judged or criticized, do not worry. I was there too. The quick and dirty version of how I came to be, what's the word? I want to say safe, but that's not what I mean. Immune to judgment, or like it doesn't affect me anymore, is because I started really connecting in with that inner guidance or higher self, you know, and I know what I'm doing is right for me. I know what I'm doing is aligned with who I am. I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I know I'm also other people's cup of tea. And that's totally fine. And I get that. I also know that when other people make judgments, a lot of the time it's more about them than it is about me. Some of the approaches that I use to supporting people in creating a private practice go against the norm, and that triggers things in some people. Things within them that need to be explored rise up to the surface, and that's totally fine. You know, I was there too. But there'll be other people that I share my message with, and it really lands for them and it really resonates with them because it's different. Okay, so when you get to that space of understanding that you are doing what's right for you and you're on your path and you're okay with that, it just puts you in this space where, yeah, judgment doesn't really get to you. Okay, I'm not 100%, you know, bulletproof, but at the same time, I'm a lot better than what I was, and it would take a heck of a lot for me to get upset by a comment or something like that. So anyway, if you want help with that, let me know. Someone who's been there and done it, I can give you some shortcuts. Okay, so these darker values or shadow values, now there was a list of them that was created some time ago, but thankfully, one of my coaches, Ben Harvey, he narrowed these down to 7. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over these 7 now. Then I'm going to teach you how you can identify the ones that might be at play for you. And then I'm going to show you how you can integrate those. Not put them aside, not hide them, not squash them down or suffocate them, but integrate them so that your goals can actually be achieved this year in a place that feels really, 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 really good for you, because you're giving attention to your whole self. Sound good? Good. Okay, let's go. So the first one, well, these are not in any particular order, okay? But the first one is attention. Attention as a shadow value. So attention really means wanting to be unique. Like we're driven by that desire to be unique. We want to be different. You know, we want to rebel a little bit. And we're wanting to be special for some reason. Okay, so attention really speaks into, as I said there, a deep desire to be seen as unique, different, or special. Okay, the second one is belonging. And belonging means being accepted by, being connected to others, feeling as though you're part of something, feeling as though you're making this big contribution, feeling as though you're not alone, feeling as if you're part of a group, maybe even part of a community, part of a bigger family, okay? Maybe, what else can I say about belonging? No, I'm going to leave that there for now. The next one that I have is superiority. So superiority can mean there's a desire for you to be right. There's a desire within you to be better than yourself, you know, and or even some others. It's this sense of wanting to be the best, wanting to be first, wanting to be the most, wanting to be the go-to person, wanting to be seen as an authority. Yep. Another one we have is validation. And, you know, validation really refers to a sense of being seen as good enough, worthy enough, important enough, all of those enoughs as a driving force, right? Another one is control. So control is about being able to have some kind of influence over your circumstances. Having some kind of influence over yourself, over others, over, you know, it's like this sense of sovereignty, okay, even over your practice. So they're some of the ones. And what else have I got here? Attention, authority, belonging, control, attention. Oh, so, yep, authority and superiority I've got. Authority is giving the orders, liking to be the one that's in charge. Yep. Liking to be the one that's in charge and people follow. That's very important. And, you know, just on superiority as a different one, you know, it's about, of course, being better than yourself and being better than others, but it's also teaching. It's being a leader. It's doing lifelong learning, all those kinds of things. Okay. So thinking about all of those, I want you to really tune into the idea that it's not the shadow value itself that's going to make any big difference in how you progress or create success in your private practice, but it is how you use them, okay? And as I said, there's nothing wrong with your shadow values. But what's going to happen is they're going to be at play. So, for example, if you really value control, in a way, that kind of means that you really value freedom, right? So if you value control and you value freedom, how well are you going to go working for someone? It's going to be tough for you to work for someone. If you really value belonging, if that's a shadow value for you, this value of belonging and being accepted, how's that going to sit with your value of, you know, standing out and being different and doing something different in your private practice, like a different way of being in your private practice or something like that? So what we want to do is, you know, people might say, oh, I want to fill my diary. I want to fill my diary. I want to fill my diary. And so they'll do all of this work to try and fill their diary and it won't fill. And sometimes that's because filling the diary would go against the shadow value of having more freedom, because they're saying to themselves, well, yeah, I want to fill my diary because everyone else is filling their diaries and that will make me a good practice owner if I fill my diary. But at the same time, there's this underlying flip side, if you like, that says, oh, I'm not sure if I really want to fill my diary because then who's going to do school drop-off and school pick-up, and I'm already tired just working mornings, and, you know, I kind of started private practice to work less, not more, and that's going to mean more admin, and I don't like admin, and that's going to mean more marketing, and who wants to market? And so what happens is you've got this these two competing values. So what we want to try and do is look at how do we get these shadow values working for you in your private practice, because they're totally fine. They're nothing at all to be worried about, to be ashamed of, embarrassed of, nothing at all like that. But they're bringing a lot of energy and influence into how you experience success. So we want to look at what can I do to fulfill my shadow value, okay? And we do that by asking the question, you know, how can my goal for private practice give me more of my shadow value? All right. So just like we have, I was going to say normal, but just like we have those regular values that we're happy to put on our website about, I love helping people, right? Let's look at your shadow value there of perhaps money, being wealthy, or money giving you choice, or money giving you the ability to invest in your PD or your supervision or whatever it is that you want to do, more courses or something like that, or hiring someone to do your marketing for you. Then we would ask the question, you can write this down in your journal, but we would ask the question, how can making more money, so that would be the goal, give me more, you know, freedom, or give me more choice. Okay. So if money is that shadow value, we're going to say, how can, doing that give me more of this? And then what we're going to do is we are going to, do a couple of things. So first off, what I want you to do is really think about, the main goal, the dominant goal that you have for your private practice. Now, I'm not a big fan of SMART goals, but if they work for you, write that out. If you had one big goal for 2022, or maybe you've got one big goal for the first quarter of 2022, I want you to write that out. And then what I want you to do is identify your shadow values. So we've got the shadow values there of attention, you know, which is being unique or special or different or being appreciated. We've got belonging. So that's where you feel like you're part of something bigger than you, part of a movement, part of a community, part of a group. We've got control, which is having that capacity to be able to influence what's going on around you in your private practice, being able to influence others, not in a bad way, of course, but being able to influence others, maybe through your marketing or through the way you work with clients. We've got superiority, which is being the leader, being the best, loving to learn, do more courses, you know, get the PhD, whatever it is. We've got validation, which is where you feel within yourself that, you know, what you're doing is important, or who you are as a private practice owner or as a therapist is very important, and that you are worthy and that you are good enough and that you're, you know, you're getting this feedback externally. There's also money, so being wealthy, and having, freedom of choice. So I would certainly encourage you to write down, you know, how can achieving this goal give me more of my shadow value? Okay. And then, once you've identified your shadow values. So for me, my shadow values are attention. Okay. Attention is, being really unique, having a unique message, having a unique voice, having a unique presence, having unique energy, standing out from the crowd, right? So maybe my goal is to work with more people as their coach for private practice. So I would ask myself, how can working with more people as their coach in private practice give me more attention, right? How can working with them give me more attention, make me feel different, make me feel special, right? Well, it would make me feel special because I'm getting to have deeper relationships with them, and I thrive on deeper relationships rather than superficial ones. I get to be seen as unique because they are only working with me. They don't have six other coaches that they're working with at the time. They see me as different because the way that I work is a little bit different, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that all feels really, really good to me. One of my other ones is I really love control, right? And control for me is being able to choose how I want my diary to look, choosing what types of clients I want to work with and not, choosing what my fee is going to be, choosing if I take holidays or not, choosing, well, of course I'm going to take holidays, choosing the way that I work, having choice and flexibility and freedom, right? So I'm going to ask myself, how can working with more coaching clients give me more control? How can that give me more ability to influence my circumstances? Well, I can do that because I can say to them, hey, here's when I'm available. And that feels really good to me, to work when I'm available and to work when it's congruent with my energy, because I don't want to be showing up for my clients when I'm tired or depleted or drained. So I'm going to open up my diaries in the morning and work with those beautiful men and women in the morning, right? So that feels really, really good for me. It gives me control over the fees that I'm going to set, and that helps me influence myself and others, because with that money, I can then go and up-level my skills and my clients will benefit, right? All boats rise when the tide comes in. And then my third one, I'm just having a look here. Sorry, just bear with me for 1 second. I really love belonging. I'm driven by that need to feel like I'm part of something bigger. Like for me, it's been part of a community, but for me, it goes beyond that. It's about creating a movement, and I feel like I've been living that and embodying that over the past few years as one of the only psychologists that left psychology to move into counseling, but then took it further and did it because she wanted to work in a way that was aligned with her values. And for me, those values were around connecting inner work, mindset, spirituality, etc., etc., with the evidence-based stuff, where the evidence-based stuff is relevant and has a role and is going to support that person. But for me, it was all about, I love working with pictures, working with cards, working with intuition, working with spirituality, working with energetics. I love all of that. I couldn't do that in psychology, right? It's like a big no-no. So for me to come here into this space with 20 plus years of psychology behind me as a doctor of psychology, to come into this space and do it my way with all that knowledge in my back pocket and with all of this knowing now that this is who I am, this is how I'm meant to work, and showing other psychologists, hey, you can leave psychology and come and start a private practice doing what you want to do in the way that you want to do it, that's exactly where I need to be. And so that's what belonging means for me. It's not only like there wasn't a place for me to belong when I made that change, but now what we're seeing is more and more counselors and more psychologists putting their big toe in the water and stepping more into that space of integrating and marrying energy and spirituality with powerful business practices in order to create, you know, whatever it is for their client or whatever it is for themselves and their families, you know, or in my case, to create that beautiful soul-led private practice. And I feel like I have contributed a lot to normalizing this and making it okay and bringing it into the mainstream in our world, right? In the world of counseling and mental health and what we do. So for me, that's what belonging is all about. So when I ask myself about my goal and I say, how can working with more coaching clients give me more belonging, make me feel like I'm even more connected, well, it allows me to have more of an impact. And I believe that when I teach people the skills and the tools and the strategies that they can use that allow them to take their foot off the accelerator and just be and still receive and do all of those beautiful things, that then that's going to have a ripple effect, because it's going to influence and change the way that they run their private practice, which is going to change the way that they show up, which is going to change the way that they market, which is going to change the message, which is going to change how they connect with their communities, right? And their demographics and their clients and their families. And so it fulfills that shadow value of me. But I'm not going to write on my website, hey, I really value authenticity and I really value attention and control and superiority. So do you see what I'm saying? Like, they're not values you're going to go posting about, but they're values that are the flip side of other values that we've got that have just as much influence over how we show up in creating a successful for us private practice. So you write out that question, how can, insert goal, give me more of this shadow value? And then what you're going to do is, I just want you to sit and write out a list of 100 reasons why, embodying that shadow value will give you even, I want you to write out a list of 100 reasons why that goal will give you even more of that shadow value. Okay. So 100 reasons in my case of why working with more men and women in a coaching capacity to, create a successful private practice will give me even more of my shadow value of belonging. I'm going to write out 100 reasons, okay? And then what I want you to do is, because of an evening and a morning, we are most susceptible, our subconscious mind is most susceptible to taking on new information because our defenses are down, right? Our conscious mind is starting to wind down. That is the time that you want to do a visualization. And what I want you to do is just bring to mind that list of 100 ways that this goal that you have for your private practice, the okay, acceptable goal, is going to fulfill that, shadow value for you. I want you to picture in your mind and picture it in a way that feels good for you. Now, if you're someone who has trouble picturing things, you can just imagine, right? Imagine what it's going to feel like. Imagine what it's going to sound like, smell like, what you'll be saying, thinking, doing, all of those sorts of things. Okay. So just bring to mind this visualization of the goal coming to life in part because of this shadow value. Okay. And the more detail you can include in that visualization, the more powerful it's going to be. And I want you to do that every day for 30 days and just see what happens. Okay. And really allow yourself to tune into the feeling of having achieved that goal, right? Using the shadow value. Allow yourself to go there because it feels good. We just don't talk about it, but it feels good, right? It feels good for me to belong. It feels good for me to have attention, because attention here is being appreciated or being seen as different or being seen as unique. And the validation feels good, to feel within myself and to have internal experiences and external experiences of, what contribution and feeling like you're making a difference, that means so much to me. And so I want to tune into, well, how does that feel? Well, that makes me feel, proud. It makes me feel fulfilled. It makes me feel like, yes, I'm doing it. It makes me feel successful. It makes me feel lit up, energized, connected, loved, loving, grateful, all of those sorts of things, right? So that's what you want to do. And I want you to do that just for a minute or two when you put your head on the pillow at night before you go to sleep and when you go to wake up in the morning. Yep. before you get out of bed. Just allow yourself to tune in. And guess what? The more that you can allow yourself to connect with that version of you who's creating success in his or her private practice as a result of, you know, embracing not only the bright, shiny values, but also these other ones that drive us that we don't talk about. And hey, let's face it, money's a big one, right? None of us got into private practice to be broke. A lot of us, money means something different to all of us. But to me, I'm not interested in being a millionaire. What's important to me, the function of money for me, is choices. I want to have choices, and money allows me to have choices. I want the choice of my next coach, not based on whether or not I can afford it. I just want to be able to choose what coach. I want money so that I can do another course, so I can do more training, because I know when I do that, everyone benefits. I want more money so that I can hire another assistant to take off more things off my plate, so that I can work with another client or two. Money for me gives me choices, and it's not something I'm going to talk about, because I feel like if I talk about money, then that's going to have a bad connotation. People say, oh, she's only in it for the money. And it's not about that. For me, money's choice, and choice absolutely drives me. I sabotage myself when I have a goal in mind, but my shadow side is thinking, is this going to help me have choices, or is this going to restrict me? And even though I might really want to achieve that goal, and I've put it in my business plan, and I've broken it all down into steps, and, you know, I'm kind of doing it, my heart isn't in it if I believe it's going to take away from my choices. Yep. That's why it's important to do the shadow work. And if you've done so much work on your values already, but you haven't yet looked at the other side. Remember, we've spoken about polarity before. We've spoken about duality before, you know, as within, so without, as above, so below, all of that sort of stuff, right? There's Abraham Hicks says there's two ends of every stick, right? So we have to look at the other end of your stick so that we can allow it in, and we can look at how can we make this work for us. Okay, so that's what I want you to do. I want you to identify which of those shadow values resonate with you, especially when it comes to your private practice. Now, values are values. They're not restricted to your private practice. They're going to show up in your personal life, in your friendships at home, or all of those other sectors of your life. And there's nothing, I do not want you to feel shame or guilt about these. Nobody is seeing what you're writing down. This is just an exercise for you, but it's so important that we connect these shadow values with your goals so that those goals become more achievable, more powerful, and we're going to help you experience that success that is divinely yours in your private practice. Okay? So you're going to identify your values. You're going to ask, how can my insert private practice goal give me more of my insert shadow value? And then for each of those, you're going to write down, for each value, you're going to write down 100 ways, right? 100 ways that goal is going to give you more of that shadow value. And then at night and in the morning, when you go to bed and before you get up, you're just going to tune into that. Tune in means give it awareness, give it attention, allow yourself to connect in with it with your five senses, embody the feeling of having it, and then get up and go about your day. And I want you to do that for 30 days and then come back and let me know how it all went. Sound good? I know, it's so much fun. I love this stuff so much. I love it so much. Okay, and what else did I want to tell you? Oh, today is day one of 12 days of Christmas. So if you'll scroll down to the show notes, you will be able to tap the link for the day one giveaway. I hope that you love it. Some of you, I think, may have it already, but there's a lot of you that don't. So you can jump down and grab that. And every single day, there's going to be something else coming your way. I know, it's so much fun. I love it so much. Can you believe we get to do this? Ugh. It's just the best. All right, have a beautiful Saturday, everyone, and enjoy your weekend. And I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.